Gaining Wisdom. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Those who earnestly seek wisdom will receive rewards that far exceed anything they can imagine. You think you want silver? Wisdom is better. You think you want gold? Wisdom is better. You think you want fame, fortune, achievement, power? Wisdom is better. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Do you know any wise parents who exhibit sound judgment in how they raise their children? Do you know any fathers who know when to encourage and when to admonish, when to be tender and when to correct forcefully? Do you know any mothers who know when to give advice and when to just listen, when to teach and when to let life's consequences be their children's teacher? Now try to put a value on those wise insights. How much are they worth? How valuable are they to sons and daughters facing the challenges of the 21st century? Certainly, wisdom is a gift to share with those we love. Pastor Bill Hybels. Here's a journal requirement for you. Write a letter to God asking Him for wisdom to deal with a specific situation that presently exists in your life. As you write, jot down possible solution steps you might take to begin solving your problem. Of these, which reflect God's wisdom best? You know that as long as you actually believe you are the one who is in total control of any given situation, you really are not operating on a level of faith. It is only when you personally come to the end of your own abilities, where you have expended all of your own talents in the handling of any situation, that you now find yourself in a position to let God take over the problem and solve it. All too often, man thinks he is good enough or wise enough or able enough to handle things. Well, the facts of the matter are that he is not. Man, more than anything else, needs God's help in the solution of most all the situations that arise in his life. The trouble is that man tries to do it all alone, and in so doing, messes things up. It always takes more time and resources to redo something you have messed up than it does to do it right the first time. Pride and selfishness are the two major culprits that come into play whenever a man or woman decides to take total charge of the situation and solve all of the attendant problems themselves. Wisdom cannot be ordered and received from a manufacturer, similar to the ordering and receiving of an item from a store or catalog. God gives us very special and specific instructions as to where we are to go to get this ever so valuable wisdom and how to get it once you are at the location from which it is dispersed. His instructions, as always, are written in His holy word. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So you see quite clearly that all wisdom comes from God. It must first be requested from God. Once the request is made, your mind will then be opened by the Holy Spirit to begin receiving it from the other activities you must perform in order to gain this ever so valuable wisdom. The ball is squarely in your court. Now the learning process must begin. The best place in the world to go to learn wisdom is to God's Holy Bible. Begin a daily reading habit. Feed on the Word every day. Go to your personal mentor and learn some alternative extra reading resources that can give you insight to more of God's wisdom. Talk to your local church pastor and other learned and experienced Christians who can direct you to some additional reading and listening resources concerning the gaining of wisdom. Read. Study, listen, and learn. Get into a Bible concordance and do a word study on wisdom. Thirst for more wisdom. Pray and ask God to give you more insight and wisdom as you learn and study more and more of His truth through His holy word. Lastly, hang around men and women who are much more wise and experienced than you are. Listen to what they are saying to others regarding the topic of wisdom. Observe how they are living their lives in wise and godly manners. Remember, the person you will be in the next 5 years depends upon the books you read and the people with whom you associate. God's greatest blessings to all of you.